You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
You're on 95BFM Breakfast. On the line right now, we've got Deputy Mayor of Tāmaki Makaurau, Desley Simpson. Kia ora, Desley. How are you this morning?
Morena, Rachel. Very well, thank you.
It's nice to chat with you today. We've been talking budget for the last wee while, and all the submissions have been sent in. What happens now? It's all over to the council, or what goes on next?
Right. Well, first, it's been an amazing feedback. As you know, the consultation closed at 11 o'clock last week. And we received a huge number of submissions in the final 48 hours. So I'm sure you and your listeners had something to do with that. So as of yesterday, close to 35,000 submissions have been processed. So that's not the final total, because that will be confirmed once all non-online submissions are processed and the quality control checks are completed. So it's the highest number of online submissions in Council's history, and it's likely the final total, as I said, probably be the largest ever. So interesting too, the consultation received the highest number of individual Māori submitters and the second highest number of Pacifica and Asian submitters of any Council consultation to date. So that's amazing. So we've got so many submissions now, though, to meet our time frame as to what happens next, that we've got additional staff volunteers from departments across the organisation stepping up to assist the processing team, and that will be they'll be doing some great mahi over Easter to get that done on time, because it will be presented to the council's governing body, that's the mayor and all the councillors, with other updated information and research on the 26th of April. So that's after the team have compiled and analysed the submission feedback. That's when it's presented to the mayor and councillors.
So,
and so over,
I was just going to say, before
May or June, there'll be workshops of you know, so what we think about it and how we, you know, negotiate the changes, if there are to be any, and I would assume quite strongly there will be.
Right.
So before
we go back, I want to talk about those workshops and what that actually means in a second. But that is amazing that we've had that much feedback on this budget. That is a lot to be condensing. Are you concerned? I mean, great that you're getting more staff on, that people are going to be working really hard over this next wee while, but are you concerned that we're still trying to squash too much into too short of a time frame to do this justice?
Look, they've done this before. I have every confidence they will do whatever it takes to get this to us on time. And I've said this to you before, Rachel, we are tied a little bit by legislation to get this done on time, and we just have to make it work. I mean, I think the great thing is Aucklanders have to have the confidence that they have had their say and that their submissions will be analysed correctly and fed to us in a way that will be available to all media and us as well.
Well, one thing that we've seen our listeners' feedback on, and also I've seen quite a lot of this online and other media outlets have been commenting on it, is while it's awesome to see that volume of submissions, there has been a lot of frustration with the actual form itself, the feedback process, the language around the way some of the questions were phrased. Is this going to be something that council looks at as well, is actually how that feedback process is delivered in the future?
Yes, we always review every year after we've done a major consultation like this on you know, what we've done and how successful it has been by way of, you know, what people have said about around things like that. I just also want to say, remember that this goes to our feedback material is vetted by the University of Auckland as well, so it's not as if we've just dreamed up the questions on our own and haven't checked it with anybody to make sure it's not biased or it's presented the
right
way.
There has been some commentary, particularly online, we've seen some commentary around the language on some of the questions being quite confusing or even perhaps leading, particularly when it comes to things like do you want, I'm just going off my memory here, cuts, yes, you agree with all the cuts, you agree with some of the cuts, you agree with no cuts, and then there being a follow-up question that says if there are going to be cuts, what would you want to sort of save? And that sort of language being potentially quite leading. Is that something that's going to be looked at?
Look, we will always review that. And if that's comments online, I definitely want to see that, because one of the things we do in checking our consultation material with independent people who are specialists in this field is to absolutely make sure the questions are not leading.
Okay, well, that's going to be interesting to see how that feedback comes out. Let's talk a wee bit more about this next step then. So when we get to these workshops, who's in these workshops? What does it actually look like when it comes back to council, all of this feedback?
So the first stage is to get all the feedback and get that presented to councillors, who then will drill down into that feedback and ask questions and whatever about what Aucklanders have said. I think that's really important. That's the first step stage. And then we will work through a budget process to then consider that feedback and what changes there needs to be around the budget proposal to get an agreement to where we're going to land. So obviously we'll talk about the airport shares, service reductions, changes in rates and debt, and our investment program. I mean, we've done this. I mean, I remember doing this in our emergency budget, which was probably our second largest consultation around that, when some tough choices had to be made. You know, we'll be talking to local boards because they will look at the feedback from their local board areas and they'll put together their own sets of recommendations that they feel that their local communities to reflect what they think their local communities have said. So that feedback comes to us as well. And then finally, the final decision, I've got a frog in my throat. The final decision will be made by the mayor and the 20 councillors.
Well, I'm sure we'll definitely come back to chatting a bit more about this in future weeks, but let's talk about something a little bit more park-related. We've seen some really concerning and alarming reports about weird smells and a potential leak or a couple of leaks in Western Springs Park Lake. What's going on here, Desley, and what's going to be happening to resolve this?
Look, I'm aware that local residents are concerned about what caused the Western Spring Lake level to drop, because my understanding it's dropped about 30 centimetres compared to its normal level. The latest update I received on this was at the end of March, and Healthy Waters look after this. So both Healthy Waters and Council visited the site, and it looks to be that the root cause seems to be an issue with two weirs or dams on the southeastern and northeastern side of the lake slowly leaking. There have been animal welfare concerns raised, and we arranged for inspections immediately last week in relation to this. I've been told that these inspections did not identify any birds or fish in distress, which is really good. Look, I want to reassure locals that the council undertakes regular inspections of the lake. And we will continue to do so, including checking on animal welfare concerns while the weirs are undergoing repairs. And I'm understanding that those repairs are hopefully going to be completed within the week. But council normally inspects the lake every week, more in warmer months, because of obviously around the botulism that is a risk with birds. It looks like maybe the dams weren't inspected enough, or potentially that the flooding that we've had and the storm events have affected those dams or weirs. Either way, they're being repaired as soon as possible, hopefully within a week, and things will come back to normal.
Oh, that's good. That is good to hear. I just want to briefly touch on our third topic this morning, Desley. We saw some meetings cancelled by Auckland Council last week over safety reasons. Now, these were meetings for both pro and anti-co-governance groups around how that legislation's going to potentially affect local council and Auckland specifically. It's been quite a heated conversation over the last couple of years. How is the council going to, I guess, support a more level-headed conversation about this into the future?
Look, I think the key issue here wasn't about the topic. It was about the bookings and sort of safety. So anyone can book council-owned venues to run a range of events, from exercise classes to meetings or whatever. It's a great local resource. And we operate largely an online booking system for many of our venues because it's cost-effective. So sometimes clashes happen because it's mainly online, but our staff do check regularly for issues and staff proactively manage anything with organisers. But I must say that as a result of what's happened, those teams are looking into whether they need to be more active in managing these issues in the future to provide both opportunity for groups, but also to keep people safe.
Well, I'm sure this is one we'll also touch base back on in a couple of weeks' time. But thank you so much for your time this morning, Desley. We really appreciate it, particularly talking through what happens next on the budget. We'll talk to you again next week. Have a great one.
No worries. Ka kite. Thanks, Rachel.
Ka kite.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.